This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Shock, grief, and anger in Israel following the discovery of the bodies of six Israeli hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The murdered hostages included Hirsch Goldberg Polan, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari says the six were murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before soldiers reached them. He said they had been abducted alive and their bodies were found during combat in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, near where Israeli troops rescued a Bedouin hostage alive last week. The Israeli press says that rescue may have provoked Hamas to kill the six hostages, fearing the Israeli soldiers were getting closer. It was also reported that three of the six killed were set to be released on humanitarian grounds in the first stage of a ceasefire, including Goldberg Polan and two women. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A general strike in Israel appears to be over after Israeli authorities said it was politically motivated. The AP's Charles Della Desma has that story.
An Israeli court has ruled that the general strike must end, accepting a petition from the government saying it was politically motivated. Israel's largest trade union, Hayis Tadrut, had called for the general strike, the first since the start of the war. It had aimed to shut down or disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, healthcare, and the country's main airport. Arnon Bar-David, the head of the union, said he would abide by the court decision and instructed members to return to work. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden are co-headlining a campaign event Monday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. It's the first time the two have shared a speaking slot since Biden dropped out of the election. You're listening to VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv, just as children prepared to return to school after the summer vacation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours Monday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of Kyiv, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. City authorities reported multiple fires. After more than 900 days of war, the two sides show no sign of letting up in the fight or moving closer to the negotiating table as they pursue ambitious ground offensives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An election surprise in Germany as a far right-wing political party heads towards a victory in the country's east. Karen Chamas reports.
The far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD as it's known, was on track to become the strongest party in a state election for the first time in the country's east, and at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, according to projections. The mainstream opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, has led Saxony since German reunification in 1990 and hopes that Governor Michael Kretschmer can power it past the AfD again, as he did 5 years ago. A new party founded by a prominent leftist was also making an immediate impact, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government were set for weak results. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other election news, Azerbaijan's ruling party retained its majority in Sunday's snap parliamentary election, according to officials. It was the country's first vote since staging a lightning offensive a year ago to recapture the breakaway territory of Karabakh. Electric car sales in Norway took a 94% share of the market in August. It's a new world record. But sales in the rest of Europe stagnate. It's the Tesla Model Y that was the most popular, accounting for 18.8% of sales. Norwegians bought about 10,480 EVs in August, bringing the total to 68,435 since the start of the year. Elsewhere in Europe, high prices and insufficient infrastructure have hampered sales of EVs, whereas sales of hybrid models, which combine fossil fuel engines with electric batteries, have increased. Hundreds of people in India's southern Andhra Pradesh state were stranded after heavy rains triggered flash floods on Monday. While forecasts predict the weakening of cyclonic depressions off the coast of southern Andhra Pradesh, heavy rains will continue. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.